FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by the founder of Orb Media, Ciara Sheehan. Hello.
Hi, Louise.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. So we're chatting about Spotify and AI-driven playlists. Tell us a bit more about this.
Yes, so this is really interesting. And I only realised today that I think it's working on my phone. So, you know, last year you would have had your Spotify Wrapped.
Yes.
And it would have brought up everything that you had. And then on the back of that, then it would have recommended songs and albums and artists for you to listen to. Mm-hmm. So, well, mine was quite confused because my two children listened to their stuff. So it didn't really know what to do with me. But anyway, I discovered this during the week when I checked my own phone. And it's the Spotify introduction of trial AI-driven playlists created from text to input. So basically, you can put text into Spotify if you're a premium customer in, it says the UK. Now, it could be the UK and Ireland. And Australia, if you put in music to bake cakes to, or I put a few different things like music to row to, or music that reminds me of my childhood.
Yeah.
So when I put in music to bake to, it brought up a selection of classical music, which I thought was interesting. Mm. When I put in music that reminds me of my childhood, they didn't get one thing right. But then, in fairness to them, my two kids are on my Spotify all the time. So the variation they brought up was quite wide ranging. And it was more of their childhood than mine.
Yeah.
But it is really interesting.
It's probably also working off of the information they already have, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah. So you kind of have to give it emotional prompts. Like there's on the press release, it says somebody asked it for an indie folk playlist to give my brain a big warm hug.
Okay, that's a lot of information.
That's really emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the next one that they used was tracks for horse riding into the sunset.
Okay.
Yeah, to deliver a diverse range of curated playlists tailored to individual tastes is what they say.
Right.
But I just thought, like, you know, there's a couple of ways to look at this. This is actually AI in your life. Like, this is the next level of Spotify Wrapped, because now it thinks it knows what you want. It thinks it knows what to feed you in your playlist. And it's a little bit of fun, but it's also quite powerful in the background.
I kind of like that, though. And I kind of like that AI is now drifting into just normal life, where we're just going to end up using it rather than having to go to a particular place to use it. It's just going to be there.
I think it is going to be there. And this, when this comes out of beta and into standard use, where you can even use colours and emojis, you know, to prompt your music playlist, you know, it is going to have an impact in one way in what we're fed. Mm-hmm. Even though it's a curated playlist, it's being fed to us unless we give it a really accurate prompt to tell us what we want.
Mm-hmm. I think companies are feeling like they need to be involved as well. I think they're finally like, okay, this is moving along. We need to be part of it.
I think so. Like, that's massive across all industries. Yeah. I was at a few tech conferences this week, and it's every industry you can imagine has an AI flavor to it. And it's rampant, the way they're trying to really ramp up really quickly to keep up.
And that kind of seeps into our next topic, which was Meta AI in WhatsApp.
Yeah, so a lot of news come out about Meta this week because they had some product roadmap announcements and they had lots of corporate PR and that kind of thing. One of the things that caught my eye was the fact that Meta's new AI assistant is rolling out across WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook and Messenger. Mm-hmm. So effectively what that means is if you're in your WhatsApp group and you want to know something or you want an image, if you type in the prompt or the question and you have the hashtag @Meta, then it will bring up the answer, which is an AI driven answer. And they've partnered with Microsoft and Bing, actually, I think, to drive that answer. But then Meta can understand and track what you're doing, and it's not encrypted.
I do like this in some way. I don't know if I'd be using it, but I do like the idea of having information, well, hopefully correct information at your hands. But do we know if it's going to be correct information, or is it just information that the AI has been fed up to this point?
Well, they're taking real-time knowledge from Google and from Microsoft.
Okay.
So if you're taking it from Microsoft, there's probably a link in there into OpenAI, which is, it's increasing the level of accuracy in ChatGPT. However, the most accurate versions of ChatGPT you have to pay for. So this is where you go into the battle of paid versus unpaid. So AI is great now because it's all free, inverted commas, but it's not actually all free because if you want the premium services, then you pay money per month. And that then leads to the conversation around, are the people who are paying getting better, more accurate information than the people who are not paying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was about to say. Are you getting better information if you're paying a bit of money? Because there must be some reason why, how it's going to differ between unpaid and paid.
Yes, and in my opinion, I think that creates a social divide between the haves and the have-nots.
Which is what we're trying to move away from rather than causing more of it.
Yes, so all the blurb around AI and how it's for the people and started out as non-profit and then Elon Musk was involved and all of a sudden it's for profit. So all of that discourse is around, oh, this is amazing, it's going to further the human race. However, when it comes down to it, the paid versus unpaid, is this just a virtual mass land grab for information and control in exactly the same way that we saw it with social media in standard practice called Web 2, like Facebook, Instagram, all of that? Is this just another replication of that in ecosystem? I don't know.
I don't know. And it is still new and it's still moving very fast, but it is nice to see it, as you say, being brought into normal life where it is just being brought in and we're just going to use it and we're just going to be part of it. I think that's kind of probably a good thing because then we'll learn more about it that way rather than just hearing about it all the time.
Yeah, exactly. So we will learn more about it, but it will learn more about us. So just because you don't know about AI does not mean that AI doesn't know about you, So
What should you be doing to kind of protect yourself? Is there anything you should be doing?
just need to be really careful of the type of prompts that you use and
Okay.
of where you use them. So for example, I was at another conference run by a company called Talent Hub, and it was about primarily women in the room. And we were talking about ChatGPT 4 had just been launched. And we were talking about how the answers you get back can often be riddled with bias. And one of the women in the room said that whenever she asks it a question, it gives her back the answer. And then she said, give me this answer through the lens of a feminist. And then it gives her back another answer. And she said, we should all do that in our social positions so that it learns better to give us less biased answers, and it learns a more balanced view on the facts it has in its data bank.
Okay, so we need to be more careful about how we're asking our questions and how we're looking for
Yeah, but you can,
information.
yeah. So you just need to refine it. So for example, you could say ask it a question. Then you could say, give me the answer to a 35-year-old person that lives 20 miles outside Dublin, and see does it change the content.
Okay. It's
Yeah.
very interesting and there's a whole lot more to come, which we will no doubt talk about, I'm sure, as it happens. Kira Sheehan, founder of Orb Media, thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you.